Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Hi, I'm Mike Yam with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 8 of the NFL season came to a close Monday night in Kansas City. The Chiefs dominating the Commanders 28-7. Patrick Mahomes, he threw for 299 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in that win. Washington wide receiver Terry McLaurin left the game in the fourth quarter, did not return after re-aggravating a quad injury that kept him out the previous 4 games. Elsewhere, the Vikings placed quarterback Carson Wentz on the injured reserve. He's set to have surgery on his left shoulder. He'll miss the rest of the season. Giants rookie running back James Gattabu had successful surgery on that dislocated ankle he suffered in Philadelphia on Sunday. He's expected to begin rehab immediately. And Bills defensive tackle Ed Oliver suffered a torn bicep against the Panthers on Sunday. He's going to have surgery. He is also out indefinitely. Not good news as the Bills will match up against Kansas City this week. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
At D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find the lowest prices on name brands like Levi 501s, $54.95, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95, and at D&J, get ready for the cooler weather with a full line of Carhartt shirts, jackets, and rain gear at some of the best prices around. And remember, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. At D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park, in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 25th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Multiple power poles toppled on El Camino Real. Atascadero City Council reviewing general plan update. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobot in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Several power lines were downed on the 8300 block of northbound El Camino Real yesterday morning at about 9:30 a.m., according to the Atascadero Police Department. The poles were downed after a truck towing a wide load accidentally struck one of the wires and caused a chain reaction that brought down the remaining poles. A total of 9 poles fell onto the street, causing El Camino Real in the area to be closed, reduced to only one lane in the southbound direction. The city says the utility poles were used primarily for communications lines, and no major outages were reported. No pedestrians were in the area during the time of the incident as well. Only one parked car was damaged. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Tonight, the City Council will receive an overview of the 2045 General Plan and of the next steps. The 2045 General Plan is a blueprint for the city aimed at maintaining the essence of Atascadero while acknowledging and accommodating growth in a way that integrates into the overall city goals and vision according to the agenda. The plan is split into 5 phases, with the city currently at Phase 4. The next steps include completing an environmental impact report, conducting final outreach, and holding public hearings in early 2026. You can attend tonight's City Council meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Emergency repair of Cayucas Pier for 4 weeks. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The County Public Works Department announced they have begun emergency repair for Cayucas Pier. For the next 4 weeks, the pier will be undergoing repairs and will be closed 7 to 11 a.m. Monday to Friday. After 11 a.m. and on weekends, the pier will be open to public access. This is to remove and relocate the 15-foot section of the pier that is currently projecting off the end of the pier as a result of the 2024 winter storm's damage. Hartzell General Engineering Contractor from Cayucas will be conducting these repairs with a nearly $120,000 project funded through the county's insurance and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The City of Paso Robles announced the traffic signal at Walnut and Boland Drive on Creston Road will be activated this week. The activation was delayed due to a delay in the arrival of the signal control boxes. This signal, according to the city, was one of the top improvements requested by community members who attended the Creston Corridor public workshops. There will also be additional work done on Creston Road this week. The city says crews will remove and replace asphalt on the westbound lanes of Creston Road between Orchard Drive and Trigo Lane. The pavement in this segment did not meet project standards, so the contractor will remove and replace it at no cost to the city. Pavement is scheduled for Friday, October 31st, between 8:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., and should be finished that same day. Templeton Founders Day will return this Saturday, November 1st, at the Templeton Historical Museum. Founders Day commemorates the arrival of the first passenger train in Templeton in 1886. Founders Day is free to attend, featuring a variety of games, activities, and fun for the entire family. And at noon will be the American Legion presenting the colors. Here's Laura Brooks on that.
And then also at noon, high noon, the American Legion will be here, and they're going to present colors. We'll be raising the flag at noon and having a little ceremony here in front of the museum. So 11 o'clock, and then 12 o'clock we'll have our raising of the flag, and then the day will continue from there.
Other activities include a blacksmith pounding demonstration, the Salinan tribe providing their history, and hit and miss machinery in operation. The Templeton Historical Museum is also offering the community a chance to contribute and get involved by becoming a member for $15 a year. Here's Laura again on what that helps.
Well, the museum itself has really expanded its vision. The board's been really interested in community outreach, being a part of the community, having the community be a part of us. Of course, we work with the school to bring them in as much as we can, and youth groups like 4-H and so forth. Membership just helps us get all this going.
You can become a member at TempletonMuseum.com. Founders Day is again this...
California Headline News, the state's law enforcement community mourning the death of another officer. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Nunez shot in the head responding to a domestic violence call in Rancho Cucamonga.
I don't even know what to say. We're embedded in sorrow. When we talk about this young man, his wife, two-year-old daughter, and the couple was expecting.
Sheriff Shannon Dykes, the suspect fled the scene on a motorcycle, pursuit ending when an off-duty deputy sheriff ran into the motorcycle. The suspect was riding on the 210 freeway and suspect hospitalized. British journalist and political commentator Sami Hamdi detained after having his visa revoked at San Francisco International Airport. Now he may be deported.
He was, as we say, abducted at SFO, and we believe he's been taken, as far as we know, to a detention center in Bakersfield.
Rashad Norzay with CARE Sacramento Valley. Homeland Security saying he poses a threat to national security. Freddie Freeman's home run in the 18th inning, giving the Dodgers a 6-5 win over the Blue Jays in Game 3. Jeff Scott, California News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged. And we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Going into the year, farmers warned that the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda could leave crops rotting in the field. Nowhere was there more at risk than in California, which relies on more than 500,000 farm workers, many of them undocumented, to harvest much of the nation's fruits, nuts, and vegetables. High-profile raids in Kern and Ventura counties earlier this year briefly disrupted farm operations, but farmers, workers, and researchers said farm workers largely showed up and harvested this year's crops. Daniel Hartwig, president of the California Fresh Fruit Association, said that while immigration enforcement remained a concern and a real threat to food production, he was not aware of any crops perishing this year due to a lack of labor. In terms of production, Hartwig said, we haven't seen a significant impact. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid 80s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Mid-80s Thursday, low 80s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, upper 70s on Monday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks have been gaining, and both Apple and Microsoft rose to $4 trillion in market value in early trading. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index came in stronger than expected for October, though it was down slightly from September. United Parcel Service says it's been cutting jobs, eliminating 48,000 positions in management and its operations workforce this year. That's many more than it planned to cut in April. The cuts include attrition. Its summer quarter was stronger than expected, and UPS says it's well positioned for the busy holiday quarter. Earlier, Amazon revealed cuts of 14,000 jobs in its corporate organization. Home builder D.R. Horton's summer quarter fell short of Wall Street's expectations. The stock's losing ground. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Poselda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822. 8822.
In this day and age, when a restaurant is around for 33 years, it can only mean that the community enjoys the food and the service. The China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles has been an old-fashioned Chinese mainstay since 1992. The China Gourmet Restaurant is open every day at 11 a.m. Eat-in, take-out, or home delivery is available. For a dining experience you're sure to remember, the China Gourmet Restaurant, near Albertsons in Paso Robles, proud to be serving the finest Chinese food since 1992.
Slow holiday lights, they don't just hang lights, they create red carpet holiday experiences. They also design, install, maintain, and remove, so all you have to do is just enjoy the holiday magic. Receive 10% off when you book an October install. Call Slow Holiday Lights, 805-464-7688, or visit holidaylightsslow.com.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Western movies often show a villain or hero's dexterity with a pistol. Much of that dexterity or trick shooting was fiction, but there was one incident where it may have taken place. Western movies like Tombstone showed cowboys with the ability to do fancy tricks with pistols or even tin cups. Very few cowboys could do fancy tricks. Success was determined by steadiness and accuracy, not gun twirling. But on October 28, 1880, a fancy gun trick was supposedly used. Tombstone was 3 years old. Fred White was the town marshal, and Wyatt Earp was the county deputy sheriff. A group of drunken cowboys was shooting it up. As White and Earp headed for the cowboys, the group scattered. They cornered Curly Bill Brocious, a ne'er-do-well member of the Clanton gang. Marshal White asked for Curly Bill's gun. It's here that the story goes in two different directions. One says that Curly Bill offered his cocked pistol to Marshal White barrel first, and either White grabbed the gun or Wyatt Earp grabbed Curly Bill, and the gun went off, killing Marshal White. The other version says that Curly Bill handed the gun to Marshal White butt first, and as White reached for the gun, Curly Bill spun the gun, cocking and shooting the pistol in what has come to be known as the border draw. But in either event, the outcome was the same. Marshal White was dead. What's interesting is that as Marshal White was dying, he said the shooting was an accident. And when Curly Bill's gun was examined, there was only one spent shell. Quite possibly, he was just an innocent bystander who got swept up in a raid. Whichever it was, the outcome was good for Curly Bill. He was found innocent. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents the annual Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Trick or treat with downtown merchants and trunk or treat around the city park. Don't forget to take a picture with the witches. Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Sure, you can grocery shop anywhere, but why settle for ordinary when Valley Fresh Market raises the freshness bar? Hey, this is Greg King from your Valley Fresh Market opening in Atascadero. Here's just some of the items we make fresh from scratch every day, like our fresh roasted coffee and juice bar. In our bakery, we have fresh pastries, pies, and fresh sourdough made daily. In our meat department, we're bringing you Creekstone beef, Seaborg pork, and Mary's fresh chickens grown right here in California. We carry fresh seafood from the Central Coast fisheries every day. In our produce department, we bring you everything we can grown locally at the peak of freshness, organic and conventional produce. We are Valley Fresh Market, bringing you fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. The freshest food from local people. Who does that? We do. We're located at 1855 El Camino Real off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The City of Paso Robles announced the traffic signal at Walnut and Boland Drive on Creston Road will be activated this week. The activation was delayed due to a delay in the arrival of the signal control boxes. There will be additional work done this week as well on Creston Road, where asphalt will be replaced and repaved on the westbound lanes between Orchard Drive and Trigo Lane. Work will be done Friday between 8:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Tonight, the City Council will receive an overview of the 2045 General Plan and its next steps. The plan is split into 5 phases, with the city currently at Phase 4. Next steps include completing an environmental impact report, conducting final outreach, and holding public hearings in early of 2026. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump and Japan's new prime minister promising a golden age of alliance and agreed to a critical minerals deal. Fox's Jackie Hunter reports on a decision by the prime minister, Sanae Takeuchi.
She also followed through on a deal that was struck by her predecessor this past summer to invest $550 billion in the U.S. That investment, despite its debt, in exchange for a lower tariff rate of 15%.
Amazon slashing 14,000 corporate employees, and they are not alone.
UPS is cutting 48,000 jobs in management and operations.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Apple hits $4 trillion in market capitalization for the first time. A Texas attorney general sues the maker of Tylenol, claiming Johnson & Johnson and Kenvue hid the drug's autism risks. America's listening to Fox News.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Rebels Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunny today. Highs right around 80. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. Mainly sunny on your Wednesday with highs jumping a little bit to the mid 80s. Same on Thursday and right around 80 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday upper 70s. And a week from today, low to mid 70s. Sunshine. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down, 7:22 a.m., 6:13 p.m., we are at 55 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, Barry's in with Protecting What Matters. And he'll have on Pamela Fitzpatrick. She's a CPA coping with audit liens and levies. Also, taxpayers, the do's and the don'ts. And then Supervisor John Pichong from the 1st District. He's on for the full 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there for you. 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL on the Tuesday edition.
Stronger than dirt. Stronger than dirt.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, you know how it's supposed to work. Just about anything that may be on your minds, and you can also change the subject even within the conversation. And many of the time, we do encourage that. We do encourage that. All right, here's something else. We started this morning with the if the red light won't change. I'm sure that most of you have endured that. Now, one lady called in, I think she said she, about 10 years ago in the Pacific Palisades, cost her $300. Well, it says here, and this may depend, I don't know if this is state or county or how cities, running a red light in California can carry a base fine of $100. With additional fees, the total cost of a ticket can climb to nearly $500. And also, a red light violation can also add 1 point to your DMV driving record. So how about that? Insurance company gets a hold of that. There you go. And I don't, I may ask, Mike Hedges is going to be coming in on Monday with me on Sound Off. We're not talking about driving tickets, but I'm just wondering, do insurance companies just when they see something such as a traffic signal violation, that there is, it has nothing to do with the circumstances. So in other words, okay, if you run a red light in a school zone at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's different than running one at 3 in the morning on 24th Street. I wonder if they take any of that into consideration. My guess is probably no. Probably no. Okay. So, what else do we have regarding Chris? And you, well, no, you've got that one, but I mean, not a big deal and nothing in between that. Now also regarding that, when you, on the driving, do you remember, cause I don't. Do you remember specifics on your driving test that still stand out?
Yeah, I remember the reason why I failed the first time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. Well, the behind-the-wheel test, I failed the first time for one mistake.
What was that?
I did not look in my window or over my shoulder when I was pulling up next to the curb on Vine Street. Because there's a bike lane there, that was considered a critical failure, and I was failed on the spot because of it.
Whoa. So how long at now was this? Because it's changed because they don't have drive. Well, maybe they did when you were in school. Did you have driver's ed, or is this something that the family had to pay for outside?
My dad taught me how to drive. There was neither driver's ed nor did my family pay for anything. My dad just taught me how to drive.
Okay.
So he was a good teacher too. Make no mistake, and I can kind of understand why that was an error as to why I got failed on the spot for that. I think it was a little unfair because in my mind, you know, as I was driving, unless a biker manifested out of the ethereal plane, I could reasonably assume one wasn't behind me because I just finished, you know, driving down that way.
But you didn't even look.
I didn't even look, again, because I just didn't think one was there, but I didn't think to do it. I failed because of it. And when my brother took the driver's test, I made sure to tell him about that experience so he wouldn't go through the same thing.
How long did the instructor tell you right there on the spot that you messed up?
No, but he had me, had me drive back to the DMV. Then he told me that I failed once we got back.
So you're not allowed to fail anything on the driving part?
You're allowed several mistakes. I don't know how many exactly, but because that one was so egregious to the test standards, then that one failed me on the spot.
And how long did you have to wait to take it again?
Probably a week or two, give or take.
All right.
So. It wasn't even, you know, because I had to wait. It was just the soonest time for an appointment.
Right. Okay. Well, lesson learned then, huh?
I guess so.
So now when you're in that situation, you probably still remember that.
Hard not to.
Well, I had, because I took my driving test in Kentucky, and it was out at the Gator Lee. I think it was Bowman Field. This was an airport. Now, we drove around in through the, you know, the area around the airport, but the parking was at the Bowman Field there. Not, that's St. Matthews, I would say, more than Louisville. But anyway, so I was driving my mom's car, and she had a little, they were even littler then than they are now, the Toyota Corolla. And it was a four-speed. So I'll never forget this. The CHP or whoever the guy was giving me the test. So he goes, all right, because they had the cones lined up. And he says, all right, next we're going to you're going to parallel park. So I go up, and I was pretty confident about parallel parking. And anyway, so I pull up, and I start to go, and he said, oh, never mind. If you can't park this little thing, you shouldn't be driving anyway.
So, whoa.
So I never had to actually do the parallel parking, which was like, okay. I don't know what made him decide that, but he, because probably my guess is the cones were a standard size, and a lot of the cars in the mid-70s were, you know, they were a little bit bigger than this little Toyota Corolla. So it's like, oh, I got out of this. And I also got out of taking my eye test in California in Thousand Oaks. And because there was a connection to Kentucky here. So I'm in line at the DMV down there in Thousand Oaks. And I go through, I filled out whatever I had to fill out and take whatever test there was, which I'll back up. I thought that was stupid because some lady from a different country came over to me and started asking me questions. She was taking the same test, I'm assuming I was. And I just, you know, get out of here. Anyway, so I go up to the counter, and I have my paperwork, and then I get to the guy who's supposed to give me the eye test. Well, he saw on my driver's license that I was from Louisville. And we started a conversation, and next thing you know, it's we've got a couple of people backed up, and he says, ah, you're okay, go through. So I didn't have to take the eye test. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I had a Barney incident right on 12th Street and Vine, which I thought was a ripoff. I was coming in there northbound on Vine Street, coming to the stop sign at 12th. I was fourth in line at the stop sign. So I stopped, and I pulled forward, then I stopped, and I pulled forward. And then the car in front of me left, and in front of me was a large panel wagon truck. So I pulled into the right lane and just let the clutch out in first gear and just kind of idled forward. And as I got to the limit line, the truck to the left of me was pulling through the intersection. So I figured it's safe to go, and I go through. I got a ticket for running a stop sign at 10 miles an hour.
What time of the day was it?
It was the noon. I was moving from myself. It was in the mid-morning, afternoon. It wasn't light. It was daytime.
So did you even...
I went to the judge, and I tried to fight it, pleaded not guilty or guilty with an explanation, and I explained the situation. He goes, you didn't stop. Find me the full amount.
Yeah, I did the guilty with an explanation on my famous 3:30 in the morning rolling stop sign, and the judge agreed to lower the fine.
It doesn't help your insurance or your ticket, you know, does it?
No, but it helped. I didn't have to write a check for whatever the amount, because he cut it almost in half.
No, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Judge Sefton.
Sefton's got a good reputation for being reasonable.
Well, he did. Unfortunately, he passed on maybe 10 years ago, but because I did the explanation that it, and, you know, and I've used this. This is not the same as running a stop sign, completely running a stop sign in a school zone at such and such a time, and he agreed with me.
I had the same situation. I think it was the 13th and Railroad, or par, I don't know which one. It was right there, and I'm sitting there. I waited through three cycles, and the only car at the intersection is three cycles. It's 2 in the morning, so I got out and pushed the walk button. So the signal would change because I was going to be a pedestrian. And then it changed and I drove through.
And that, well, that worked then, right?
Well, yeah, I had to get the signal to change somehow, and I had just got a clean record for the first time in my life. I had a checkered past, and I didn't want another point against my license again.
Well,
so I just put the car in park, walked to the corner, pushed the button, waited for it to change.
Okay, you have piqued my curiosity. What was this checkered past? Does this include armed robbery or anything?
No, just I was paying assigned risk insurance because I had speeding violations, I think three in a 3-year period.
Speeding?
Now there's a free whiz. Yeah, just speeding. You have three tickets, three points.
Okay, so
that makes you assigned risk for an insurance company.
Well, and a menace to society too. Was this all on the highway?
Freeway.
Well, how fast were you going?
I thought I was going 75 to 80 when it was still 65, or back in the 55 era when they had the rates down real low. Remember when the Carter years, they decided that we could save gas by driving 55?
Yeah, I remember that. Genius.
Yeah, right.
So, again, what time of the day was this take place?
Which one are you talking about, the stop sign?
No, the speed demon stuff.
There was about three times. It was all during regular commuter drive time. I was always leaving someplace at the last minute, so I was always hurried to get there, probably going to work or something. I did get off one time at 3 a.m. I was driving my little motorcycle on an empty road at 45 miles an hour, and it was a 30-mile-an-hour zone, and I told the cop, based on the basic speed law, no traffic, no danger, nothing. I'm not hurting anybody. So he said, yeah, you're probably right. I'll let this one go.
Well, that was nice. Good
yeah,
thing.
It depends on the cop and the day.
Yeah, well, I don't know if nowadays they would even let you out because, you know,
probably not.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the cameras and everything else technical, so they probably... can't do the old stories that some of us have.
Yeah, it depends. I guess it depends on the day. I had one officer give me a ticket, then he got me another day. The same guy, I CHP going, coming south on 101 through San Ardo. And he says, aren't you the guy I got 3 years ago? And I said, yeah. And he says, have you learned your lesson yet? I go, no. He says, keep it down. I'll let you off this time. So there are good days out there, too.
Well, I'm sure you have met and have known a couple of CHP officers, and the best thing to do is just be truthful.
Yeah.
You know, you come up with these idiots, and I wish they would have kept a book and then put one together on the idiot excuses that people use trying to get out of a tick and just say, yes, sir, I was.
Yes, sir.
That, you know,
yes, sir.
That's the simplest way.
And show courtesy and be polite. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, officer. No, officer. Treat them like the respect. And you don't want to cop an attitude. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you have one, offer them a beer too. I mean,
there you go. Yeah, I haven't finished one yet. You want to top it off for me? All right. I gotta go to bed. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. Yes, this is from a Gator Boy in Louisville. Yes, Bowman Field. I also failed my first test. Didn't come to a complete stop at a stop sign. The sign was way back from the road, so you had to creep up to see if a car was coming. Well, I'm assuming that you didn't use that as an excuse to the... for the person, whatever, the officer or whatever, about, well, I didn't see, because that's not an excuse, I guess. But anyway, he did get his license, and he used to drive us around. I think I was the last one in my group of buddies to get a license, because it wasn't until I was 17. Were you 16 or 17, Chris?
I was 18, actually, when I got my license.
18?
18, yeah.
Wow. Did you care?
Sort of. I just didn't really have much of a reason to get it before that. But once I was 18 and got a job, it's like, okay, license time.
Oh, all right. Okay, that makes sense. And I didn't. All my buddies, they had their license, and a couple of them had their own cars, and some of them even worked once in a while. So, see, you know, looking back on that, because I just don't enjoy working. Well, I never have and never will worked on cars. And, you know, again, looking back, I probably should have helped out because these guys were giving me a ride. But I say, hey, Kevin, you want to come over on Saturday and help me work on the car? No. And none of them came back and said, hey, man, I give you, you know, a ride to school or a ride to practice and stuff, you know, doing it. It's like, what am I going to do? I don't want to stand there for 4 hours handing you a socket or something like that. But
hold the flashlight.
Well, yeah, you know, again, I look, I probably should have done that. And maybe they should have given me a little heat for it and stuff like that. But they were good guys. But I always got a kick out of it. And again, when you look back, well, if you're so damn at fixing your car, how come every weekend you have to fix it? There's always something wrong. And then again, being stupid. And realizing, well, these are kids that just saved up and bought, you know, the cheapest thing they can find. And it's going to have issues. So anyway, somehow we survive and we live through it and all these other type of things. All right, let's see here. We got a couple of minutes left here on this Tuesday edition. The Gateway Arch is completed on this day in 1965. It is built in the form of a weighted Cantera Arch. It was the world's tallest arch. Construction began in 63, and the cost was $13 million. I'd like to know what that would be now. It's 630 foot tall. You can see it when you're flying in over that area. It's kind of cool looking. Speaking of tall things, the 150 foot high gift from France, known as the Statue of Liberty, it was donated, but the U.S. was responsible for building its pedestal. In 1884, the governor of New York, Grover Cleveland, who became president, vetoed a bill to provide $50,000. Then eventually they raised money and so forth and so on, and they got it up, and we know the rest of that and all that stuff. We had a person who was involved in this on Sound Off years ago. Gosh, I forget his name. He was a pastor. Anyway, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev in 1962 announces that the Cuban missile bases would be dismantled. Of course, famous thing there with President Kennedy and so forth, something that we take for granted now. In 1928, the first scheduled international passenger flight is flown when Pan Am, remember them, begins flying from Key West to Havana, Cuba. And yeah, Pan Am, and what was the other one that I can't remember that used to be around? Anyway, that's it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The County Public Works Department announced they have begun emergency repair of the Cayucas Pier. For the next 4 weeks, the pier will be undergoing repairs and closed 7 to 11 a.m. Monday to Friday. After 11 a.m. and on weekends, the pier will be open to public access. Former Cal Poly Vice President and Executive Director of Bike San Luis Obispo County, Richard Ellison, appeared in court on Monday, accused of committing a lewd act upon a child under the age of 10. He has been ordered by the judge to not have unsupervised contact with children while he remains out of custody and is prohibited from contacting the victim. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM. Barry's got Protecting What Matters, and his guest, first one anyway, will be CPA Pamela Fitzpatrick, Taxes, 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 then John Pashank, Supervisor. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.